The 90-Second Naturalist.
Hi there, I'm Thane Maynard. Just when you thought all you had to do was avoid poultry farms, it ends up dust clouds blowing across the ocean carry hidden pathogens to continents thousands of miles away. While the dust itself can cause respiratory stress, scientists have now confirmed that clouds originating in Africa carry microbial life that can cause disease in humans, plants, and other animals far from the source. Desert dust storms whip up and disperse an estimated 2.4 billion tons of soil and dried sediment throughout the Earth's atmosphere annually. Since a gram of desert soil may contain as many as 1 billion bacterial cells, the presence of airborne dust corresponds with increased concentrations of airborne microorganisms. During the African dust storm season, which runs May to October, strong winds in the Sahara Desert kick up major clouds of dust that can drift across the Atlantic in just a few days. Some of the dust settles in the ocean, but a large amount dumps on the Caribbean islands and the southeastern United States, particularly Florida. On the Florida coast, you might wake up and see what the Eagles called a tequila sunrise. Well, that orange is African dust.
The 90-Second Naturalist is a production of Cincinnati Public Radio and is supported by the Angel Fund, the Cincinnati Zoo's program to save captive and wild cheetahs.